Let's go live right now, folks, to Duluth, Minnesota. We've tracked him down from the Katie Couric interview last night.
There you go.
Georgia.
Duluth, Georgia. And I'm sorry, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And the runaway bride's fiance is on the phone with us, John Mason. Thanks for getting up, John. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning, Hal. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Boy, it's just been kind of strange, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been real weird. I mean, that interview last night, people are ringing the house and everything.
Yeah.
Because we've had a tough time, you know. It's been tough on me.
It really has. I can see it in your face last night.
Well, yeah, and Katie, you know, she asked me, you know, don't you think about leaving, or didn't you even think about leaving at any time?
Yeah.
And I did. I mean, I have to tell you how I did.
Yeah.
The frustration I felt and the hurt and the betrayal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then I seen her coming out the shower naked.
Hold on.
And I was just like, I mean, it was just wild. Really.
Hold on, John.
It was. She didn't see me, and I didn't tell her I seen her. But I mean, you know, just as I was having them thoughts about hitting the road. You know. But my granddaddy always said, don't squat with your spurs on. And I just, you know, we're going to try to make it work. She's a sweet girl.
My granddaddy was a smart man.
Man, Jennifer is a sweet girl, Hal.
Uh-huh.
Man, her eyes are so bugged out.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it scares the tar out of me.
Does it really, those eyes?
Oh, well, like sometimes in the morning I'll be sleeping, she'll be waking me up, she'll be like shaking me,
mm-hmm.
and I wake up, I see them eyes, like crazy eyes
mm-hmm.
she has,
mm-hmm.
and her eyes just like, and I think, my gosh, I'm going to get married to a crazy woman, you know? I mean, they frighten me. In a dark room, all you can see are my fiance's eyes.
Oh, boy, that would be sad. It's frightening.
Just bugging out. It's just like, hey. I mean, it really scares you. It does scare you.
Wow.
I mean, you seen her eyes on the TV?
I've seen her. Oh, yeah, that's the first thing I noticed.
Her eyes scream, hey, world, I'm crazy. You know, that's just the way it is. But she's a sweetheart and a good girl, and I love her. My granddaddy always said, never kick a cow chip on a hot day.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know what he meant when he said it.
Yeah, but his granddaddy was fun, though, wasn't he?
No, and we had a good time with Katie.
Okay.
But my fiance told Katie she had a bottle of pills.
Uh-oh.
Oh. I saw that.
Not good.
Wish I could find those pills.
Well, John,
I appreciate it, Hal. You're a good guy to talk to at a tough time.
Well, I know. So good luck to you and
the runaway bride.
She came out the shower and it was I mean, with something else, Hal.
6:58 now.